The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Hello, good afternoon, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Benji, with such an upbeat greeting like that, I am certainly good in yourself.
I wonder, I'm just going to have to like greet you with a very downbeat greeting and just to see how you react. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
I wouldn't buy it for a second.
You wouldn't buy it. No, that's good to know. Now, I see that not only is Israel looking after itself and looking after the Jews all around the world, they're now doing their bit to make sure that Australians sleep well at night in their beds because the IDF cyber unit has foiled an ISIS attack in the home of the kangaroo. What is that all about?
Well, I tell you, it's no joke. The IDF's 8200 unit, or Shmone Matam as they're known here, very, very elite unit, those who are dedicated to fighting any kind of cyber crime, cyber terror attacks. It's quite a prestigious unit to get into should you be part of Shmone Matam. But yes, they managed to stop a major Islamic terror attack this past summer, which aimed to bring down a civilian airliner which was headed from the Australian city of Sydney to Abu Dhabi. And this has been cleared for publication from the IDF. And this has led basically to the saving of dozens of innocent people, and just goes to show what a formidable unit our Shmone Matam guys really, really are. But the intelligence community and these soldiers managed to provide the Australian intelligence with some very, very exclusive information that they had gathered about this attack that was being planned. And not only were they notified of a possible impending attack, but they managed to arrest the suspects, even though they were in a very, very advanced stage in executing their terror plot. So, kol hakavod to our guys at the Shmone Matayim, the unit 8200. And there are similar operations in the United States with the National Security Organization. And what our guys do here is they cooperate with many of these organizations around the world, not just in the US, but Australia, as you've seen it, and other places. And I do know that Israel and South Africa cooperate with intelligence. So we're really, really, really proud of our guys. The attack was aimed against an Etihad Airways, a flight originating from Sydney to Abu Dhabi in July. So really, really incredible efforts. And according to our IDF guys, at least half of our Shmone Matam unit actually concentrate on potential or operational activity which are outside of Israel's borders.
You know, I suppose cybercrime doesn't really have a border, so interesting to see how those collaborations are working. But talking of somebody who does have a border, that's Poland. The Simon Wiesenthal Center recommends a travel advisory for those wanting to travel there. Well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, well, and you can no doubt understand why. I mean, over the past couple of weeks, we've spoken again and again and again about the situation in Poland, which is escalating really quickly. And I know that the Simon Wiesenthal Center appealed to Washington the other day to say maybe you should consider suspending ties with Poland in memory of the 6 million and others who perished during the Holocaust. Perhaps it's time to reconsider bilateral relations. But the Simon Wiesenthal Center, which as many of you will know, is the chief center for hunting Nazis and Nazi collaborators, actually said that they are considering issuing a travel advisory warning people against visiting Poland in light of the Polish state complicity law during the Holocaust. And they say that their travel advisory is to urge Jews to limit their travel to Poland only to visit ancestral graves and Holocaust-era death camps. And they say, they go on, and this is Rabbi Marvin Heyer and Abraham Cooper, the dean of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, they have gone on to say, we would take such action with great reluctance. We are not enemies of Poland. Our center has brought hundreds of Jewish and non-Jewish leaders on dozens of missions over the past four decades. I mean, we are now gearing up pretty soon for March of the Living. And Benji, it's going to be very, very interesting, I think, this year to see March of the Living, the impact of March of the Living this year, and the coverage of the March of the Living, which takes place on Yom HaShoah, the Israeli date, our Holocaust Memorial Day. It marks the journey from Auschwitz to Birkenau. And in light of the recent developments in Poland, I think we will be covering this quite extensively.
Yeah, it certainly sounds very, very disturbing and interesting to see what are the drivers in Polish society that are pushing the country so far to the right. Because I don't think it's just our issues. Poland is become one of those countries like Hungary and parts of Greece and Austria, where the European right has really started to take hold, and we're starting to see the effects of that. So we're going to have to watch that one very closely. And moving along to another country that perhaps one shouldn't be doing any business with, this is Iran. No surprises there. U.S. National Security Advisor is warning just that. Don't do business with Iran.
Yes, it's exactly that. Well, the Munich Security Conference is still going on in Germany. It's a pretty long conference. I mean, imagine sitting through all these speeches one after the other. Must be very, very, very interesting. But U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, speaking at the conference, says that he really, really would advise against doing business with any Iranian company. He says because you could be inadvertently subsidized. Terrorism. He says that the power of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which has been identified and sanctioned by the United States for involvement in terrorism, has a lot of influence, both politically and economically. And he says if when you invest in Iran, you're investing in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, you might as well cut them a check and say, please use us to commit more murder across the Middle East. And I found this very interesting, Benj, because it comes very soon after the Taylor Force Act was passed unanimously by the House of Representatives in the United States. The Taylor Force Act, of course, which says that aid sent to the Palestinians that is going towards paying stipends for the families of terrorists needs to come to an end now. Also, it's putting a great kibosh on the economy of terrorism. So this is very, very interesting, and very interesting that McMaster has taken it on to a higher level.
Yeah, certainly, and you know, one of the things about lifting of the sanctions has been all this engagement with the Europeans and even South Africa with Iran, and it might be quite disastrous going forward. So we will have to see that. And something where Ro, you are being very naughty here and talking about this particular issue, because this is normally what happens on the Star Report, but I see here that. As Ilaria Banks says that cancelling a gig in Israel is anti-Semitic.
Well, I cover all things Israel. I mean, you can tune in on a Friday morning, and I've even spoken about things like chubby hedgehogs. But this is worth a mention both on the Star Report and on the Israel Report. American rap star Azalea Banks has said, or actually she's given a big fat smackdown to BDS. I won't tell you what her followers are called because it's family-friendly radio, but she said in a post on Instagram, and I actually tried to find this post, you know, to give her a shout-out because I'm a big believer that when acts do announce that they will be coming to Israel and they face the inevitable backlash from racist BDS, I think it's up to all of us to show them some love and support. So she says, my fans in Israel have been waiting years for me to come. I too live in a country which has its issues, but I cannot hold my fans in America responsible for our country's problems and deny them the right to a good time. Her brigade is global, honey, and our connection rises far above any political influence. We connect through music and love. And she goes on, and I think that this needs to be quoted again and again and again and sent to Roger Waters. Me cancelling my concert would be totally anti-Semitic. She called it out. She named it. She named the BDS, and she shamed them. Again, she said, me cancelling my concert would be totally anti-Semitic. I'm not going to ever make any of my fans feel like they don't have a place in my heart. I'm going to Tel Aviv to rock out, and that is the end of the discussion. Well, Azalea, we will be in Tel Aviv rocking out with you, whether or not we are fans of rap music, but we will most certainly be showing you some big love.
Well, yeah, I think we're going to have to speak to the music people here on 101.9 Chai FM and see if we can play some of her stuff in solidarity with those sorts of statements. Ro, thank you so much for giving us the Israel report. And you're basically harassing Howard tomorrow before coming back on Friday, Monday.
Definitely harassing Howard tomorrow morning. It's what I live for on a Friday morning, is to harass the Balagan Baboke team. And then I'll be back Monday afternoon, 25 to 6 or 17H35 or 5:35, back with the Israel report.
Well, there you go. Rolling Marks, Israel report. Shabbat shalom. And we'll chat to you on Monday.
Shabbat shalom.